Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today's fantasy football drama, management is on the hot seat. This is my weekly chronicle about my Yahoo fantasy football team called Swamp Gas. The team started out the season with a stellar 4-1 record, but then the proverbial wheels have fallen off. After losing our third straight game last week by a score of 113-81 and falling to a 5-5 overall record, it's time for the management of these methane marauders to step up and take responsibility for the recent failures of our beloved team as our playoff chances are starting to slip away. With three regular season games to go, Swamp Gas still has the chance to make the playoffs. Unfortunately, this week's game will be against the number one team in the league, the Houston Hard Hitters, or Triple H for short. Looks like we have our work cut out for us this week, Shaggy. Let's analyze what seems to be the matter with our fantasy football team. Number one, we haven't scored enough points to win lately. Yes, Captain Obvious knows that our team's weekly point production of just 78 points per outing over the last 5 weeks is a legitimate failing grade. As we've said before, you need to score about 100 points per game in this league to have a legitimate chance to win. Number two, the injury bug and the bye weeks have really hurt us during this losing streak. Some key injuries to nearly every drafted player on the roster have forced us to dig deep into our bench and an even weaker pile of free agents for assistance. The offensive production of our bench players has been, well, horrible. An epic fail on the part of our general manager and coach. Number three, though none of our bench players' performances would have made a difference in the outcome of last week's game, the lack of productivity from our bench certainly shows that we are not picking the right players to turn this losing streak around. This excuse train from management needs to end. It's time to get this team back on the winning track, as we'll need to win two of the next three games in order to make the playoffs. It's time for our guys to get to work and win again. Now let's talk to our general manager. Well, though the unemployment line may be beckoning soon, I'd like to remind our esteemed owner that the drafted roster started this season with a 4-1 record before the injury bug hit. I will acknowledge that our free agent pickups over the last several weeks have been busts, but our starters have failed to produce as well. Like, who would have thought that the Saints Hall of Fame quarterback Drew Brees would have looked like a real 40-year-old man out there last week against the lowly Atlanta Falcons? This week, we're sending our one-week flop back to the free agent pit. Saints wide receiver Ted Ginn usually hooks up with Brees a few times every game, but for some reason, he came up empty on Sunday. Bye-bye, Ted. In his place, we're requesting wide receiver Deebo Samuel of the San Francisco 49ers to come back to our team. He looked sharp in Monday night's game with 8 catches for 112 yards and 11 points. Now let's talk to our coach. The fantasy football coach has to determine which player should be used from week to week. Last week, I chose to start quarterback Drew Brees, playing inside in the Superdome against the lowly 1-7 Atlanta Falcons, instead of going with Buffalo's Josh Allen outside in cold weather in Cleveland against the Browns. Josh Allen finished with 24 points compared to Drew Brees, just 11 points on Sunday. In retrospect, we probably should have played rookie wide receiver Andy Isabella of the Cardinals instead of Ted Ginn as well. However, Izzy's 7 points versus 0 for Ginn still wouldn't have been the difference in the game for us. This week, we'll follow our demanding owner's request and insert as many healthy starters back into the lineup as we can. We'll also need to watch for health reports on starting running back Le'Veon Bell of the Jets and wide receiver Adam Thielen of the Vikings, who are both listed as questionable prior to the kickoff on Sunday. It's time to buckle up for the stretch run, Swamp Gas. And now, it's time to introduce the starting lineup for week number 11 for Swamp Gas Methane Marauders. At quarterback, from the New Orleans Saints playing at Tampa Bay this week, it's Drew Brees. And now our wide receivers. From LSU and the Cleveland Browns, Jarvis Landry. Coming back this week after a week of rest on a bye week, also from the LSU Tigers. For Jacksonville, it's DJ Shark. and a questionable wide receiver, at least his health is. From the Minnesota Vikings, it's Adam Thielen. At running back, from the Los Angeles Chargers, it's Austin Eckler. And also questionable this week, but we'll play him anyway. Against the Washington Redskins, from the New York Jets, it's Le'Veon Bell. At tight end for Swamp Gas, from the New Orleans Saints, it's Jared Cook. At the flex position, which is the wide receiver, running back, or tight end option, from the Houston Texans, it's Carlos Hyde, who goes to Baltimore and plays the Ravens this week. At kicker, from the Saints, Will Lutz. And as always, our defense, from the cold temperatures of Buffalo, playing in the warmth of Miami this weekend, it's the Buffalo Bills. Let's go, Swamp Gas!